Timmons, MPP-elect George Peary's office is remaining silent on the issue of tariffs. With Canada and the United States amid a trade war, Timmons today reached out to local politicians to talk about the local impacts. Last week, Peary's office said the newly re-elected Timmons MPP could talk on the matter this week, but has since changed its stance. In an email to Timmons today on Thursday, March 13, Peary's executive assistant Matthew Quirion said Peary is not commenting, and that Premier Doug Ford's office is best positioned to answer and continue to answer and comment on the situation. Peary also declined to speak with media throughout his campaign. On election night, February 27, Peary did address concerns about U.S. trade policies, stating that his government would stand firm against economic threats posed by U.S. President Donald Trump. "We've got a president that would be quite willing to destroy the economy of Canada, of Northern Ontario, and of Timmins," Peary said on election night. "We're just not going to let that happen." Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau told Timmins today last week that city staff are reviewing contracts with American suppliers to assess potential cost impacts on municipal purchasing. "See, ever-changing tariff war poses uncertainty for Timmins," says Mayor. While no local businesses have reported significant disruptions yet, Boileau said the city is monitoring the forestry sector closely, as it could be more vulnerable. The trade dispute has escalated since the provincial election night. On March 12, the Trump administration implemented a 25% tariff on global steel and aluminum imports. Ford is in Washington, D.C., today for a meeting he negotiated in exchange for suspending Ontario's 25% surcharge on electricity exports to Michigan, New York, and Minnesota, which had been imposed on Monday. In his first term as Timmins MPP, Peary was also the Minister of Mines. What the new cabinet will look like isn't known yet. Ford and his new cabinet members are being sworn in on March 19. The provincial legislature returns on April 14.